But so just to wrap things up, we start off with the shayla. The Meku on a Balas Tshuva, Lamaisa, slips my mind now who it was, but one of the Achranim I quoted in there, basically said, even though Dinei Reb Zeira, you can't be Meku. Oh, Dinei Reb Zeira, there's no Machum Lahakal B'Shas Tchat Gol. It was the Beis Avi, that's what it was, the Beis Avi. He basically says, Al Tzakonos Reb Zeira, who is it? It's an Achrani, I think he survived the war and printed the Sefer in New York. Up in New York. But anyway, Kitzus, that's where I found it. So he says that he's mad about the case of the Baal's Tshuva, but for a different reason, which isn't our sugya. He basically says, our sugya, you can't be mek. Or if Zera, for whatever reason, you can't take, it doesn't have a kayach, just a chumra ba'alma. However, he says, there's takanos hashof. Lamashal, let's say someone comes to you, Pasha, it's a kiruv shan. Someone comes to you and says, I want to be Shem. I want to start. A fire comes and says, "I want to start being Shem Shabbos, but I can't give up watching television Shabbos. Can I turn on the television with my helper?" Nechves. It's a shiur. Klachayad. It's drabon. It's not derais. So assuming television, but it's derais. I mean, something like this. A shiur like that. So what are you going to talk about? It's awesome to do midu. It's awesome. But you've knocked it down to a drabon. It's not a derais. So he says, if the lady comes, that's where her husband's holding. So it's better to do that than to do nothing. Is it mutter al pi shulchan aruch? No. It's not mutter to be semuch on Shabbos Yom. Not shas v'chad gadol, not to prevent being mitzi shem b'ayla. It's not mutter al pi dinei hilchos nida. But al takonos hashav and al dinei kiruv, you do that. But he says only for short. Only if she thinks that she can realistically, over a short period of time, convince her husband to start being shem, because otherwise bemes she's being over every month also. Yeah, she's kaka or whatever, but she's being over so need to also. Yeah, it's also this. Right. So that he says. But fine. That was out the case of the Eseshanam Blay Bonam, Lachaya Rav Paiskamon, not Makel. Certainly once you've shown the Zalman Rav Moshe aren't Makel, so who will read it to you? I don't see any Makam Lahakal on it, but on the case of Bedika Achas, B'tech Shev and Akim, that we're really going to have to wait for Kuf Tzadid Vav for, but there is an Aruch HaShulchan that I don't believe though he's bringing B'chal from the Zayr. He's coming out to the Sugya there in Kuf Tzadid Vav, who says you can be Seimach on Rav, who holds B'dikach Teshev Nekim, on any Isha who is Makas and Betzayim, who is Iyash Shalatay Labayla, if you're going to require him, force her to make two B'dikas. If she's never going to be Matzlech to finish Shev Nekim with two B'dikas, she can only make it through on one B'dika, he's Mekul, but I don't think he's doing that out of Zayr. I think he's just doing that out of the Sugya Kuf Tzadid Vav. So we'll wait till Kuf Tzadid Vav to be machriya that shana. See if that Aruch HaShulchan is on the number. Fine. The next Sugi Bezashim in the two is, I would call it the Pischei Tshuvas in Kuf Pei Gimel, but really that's not being fair to the Sugya, because it's an emesis Sugya. It's the Gemara on Nun Zayin of Beis, which starts really from the Gemara right after the Mishnah. It's Shmuel and the whole member of Shmuel goes that whole Amud onto the next Amud. At the bottom of Nun Zayin of Beis, there is a shtickle you maybe could skip, but don't miss out on the end of the sugi. Because the end of the sugi is very important, and you have to see Rashi there, and even before seeing the Zayin Amud Beis, though, let me back, you should see the Mishnah on Nun Tes Amud Beis, if I remember correctly. The Mishnah on Nun Ches Amud Beis. Mishnah on Nun Ches Amud Beis brings a story with Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva told me, Isha, just I'll give a little background because it's important, I think, to have the background to understand. I'm not trying to convince people one mahalach or the other before they start the sugya. I'm not trying to bias people, but I think it's important. I think that will be important to understand, because otherwise you're going to have to learn the sugya two times. You have to learn the sugya, and then you'll see the sugya chair, and you have to go learn the sugya again. So, okay, first of all, it's important that Rabbi Akiva there on the Chesam Day tells the Isha that why is Tzom Rabbanan? Because Dan Buloy Kesem. Shmuel and Zayin of Beis says that without a Hargosha, it's only there's no Tumah Daraisa at least, because it says, Bibisar Ad Shetargish Bibisar. Important question. Why do I have L'chayr two separate Drashas to be my Ksam? L'chayr Kesem, by definition, is Dan without a Hargosha. So why couldn't Rebbe Kiva say Shmuel's Drasha? Why couldn't Shmuel say Rebbe Kiva's Drasha? Now the truth is that there's some Rishonim who have a different gears in the Mishnah, the Chesed Beis, and maybe it is only one drasha. So we have to know, are there two separate drashas? Is there one drasha? If there's two separate drashas, so then what are the two drashas being mamayit, each one that the other one wouldn't be mamayit? Another important nekuda. Do we pass in Shmuel? Shmuel says that there's no nidu without hargasha. L'chayra, Pashtus Talocha should be like Shmuel, but Rashi at the end sticks in there that El Maskot is not totally in hargasha. Is Rashi saying we're not really passing in Shmuel? Or not? It's not really going to show up again, though, L'chayra, till the Siddur Taras. So again, that's why I have to tell you now that when you go through all the Rishonim, there's a number of Rishonim just skip Shmuel then. So are they not passing in Shmuel? They're different Avon in Shmuel. And then what is the reason, even more important, maybe one step earlier, is assuming that, according to Shmuel, that you do need Hargasha, why do you need Hargasha? Is it because there's a Gzeres HaKosav, that there's a Tnai in Nidus Darayin, so that the Dhamma has to be Bargasha? As opposed to Gzeres HaKosav Tnai, which is one way of learning the Sugya. Or there's another way of learning the sugya. The Siddur is going to learn the sugya. This bemis is just a simon that the dam comes in the gufa, that the dam comes from the rechem. If I have some other way of knowing the dam comes from the rechem, I don't need the hargasha. If I know the dam comes from the rechem, so then the hargasha is just a simon ba'alma. And it's possible for Ish to be tamei derais even without a hargasha. And based on that, once you know these two things, you'll go through all the different Rishayim, the Gemaras, the Rishayim, and you'll be medayik them to see, are they learning L'chayra like the Siddur Taras, or not like the Siddur Taras. Another important nekuda. The Gemara is going to keep bringing Toshmas from different rices, different cases, which each of these individual cases is a sugya b'fnei atzma that we'll get to b'mukaymai. So you have to learn those individual sugyas enough to understand how they are kashas on Shmuel and how we're answering them. But you don't have to get into all the prophet dinim of those cases. But in each of those cases, basically, we're trying to bring a Gemara where it says the Nish is going to be tamei even though L'chayra she didn't have Argosha. And the Gemara is going to say, no, she had Argosha and she didn't notice. Now, it's very important here. There's two different ways of understanding the Dichoy of the Gemara. And it's very important to try to be medayik which one is, how are different Rishayim and Achayim learning the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Doma Argosha v'lava daita, maybe she had Argosha and she didn't notice it. What case are we talking about? Are we talking about a case where the Isha says she had a Hargosha, and she should be Tomei Deraisa, and we'll be Mekel on her, because we say, no, maybe she got confused. Let's say the case where she made a Bedika. So we say, she thinks she had a Hargosha, but maybe it was the Eid. And she wasn't Margish the Dam coming out, she was Margish the Eid, which was very similar to the Hargosha of Nidus. Or is it the other way? She says, I didn't have Argosha. And really, she should be taught. But we are machmir on her, and we say, no, maybe really you had a Hargosha simultaneous when you made the Bedika, and you didn't notice the Hargosha of the Nidus because you were feeling the Eid, and you thought you were only feeling the Eid, you were really feeling the Eid and also the Hargosha of Nidus at the same time. So is a Gemara coming to be machmir, to be maker? Going to be huge nafkaninis. What's going to be an issue? Says, I know I didn't have a hargosha. Is she tamei derais or not? Are we going to say that every bedika is tamei derais? Are we going to say every time a lady finds down right after she goes to the bathroom, she's tamei derais? Are we going to say every time an isha finds down right after tashma, she's tamei derais or not? Very important. Another important nekuda that's more achrayinish, l'chayra, is what is a hargosha? And that's what the Peschechuvit brings. Is a hargosha, but really, is a hargosha, she feels psichas hamakar? Is it she feels nizdazei gufa, which is a Rambam? Or is it she feels zivas davar lach? Now, yitochen, the part of it might be totally in the original hakir, what is the hargosha doing? In other words, if that, put it this way, if that hargosha is like the Siddur Taras, it's just the simen ba'alma. So L'chayr, there's no reason to say Hargosha Zivas Dovalach isn't enough. L'chayr, it's a simon. A simon it is. If you're going to tell me it's a Zeres HaKosav, it's a T'nai, so maybe this isn't the T'nai the Torah said in order to be Matan. And you could argue. But if it's just a simon Ba'alma, there's no reason to be Chayluk on the Nadi Bihud's. The Nadi Bihud Mechadish this Hargosha Zivas Dovalach. And then within the Nadi Bihud, there's another shayl, where does she feel the Hargosha? Is it Bifnim or is it Bechutz? I think that's enough though to get people started. And you see, this is going to be a big sugya. I imagine it'll take us at least 2 weeks. Hopefully. But we'll aim for 2 weeks and we'll see where we end up. Takes longer? Takes longer. But I think that's the Iker sugya. Again, so it's the Mishnah the Chesam Beis, the Gemara the Zayin Amit Beis. And yeah, that's and from there there's I think Dalim can find. Once the Dalim gets through the basic Rishon, the Gemaras, and the basic Rishonim, then you come back to me and I'll give you, or maybe by then it might even take a week, or then I'll even give another anyway, a shiur in the middle of the sugya or something, some kind of a sequel of the Rishonim, and I'll dumb with them for what the Achreinish Arayt is more. If nothing else, people, whoever's holding their company, I'll tell you where the Sidra Tara is, where the Nedim Yud is, where the Chassan Cipher is, fine, if it's Chetuva, whatever. But I think that's enough to get the start. And this is a very important sugi. It's going to come up throughout Nida. This is the other case that everyone, this is the case everyone, one of the cases everyone does want to bring is Tzirufim on the Shver Shail is can we say that she wasn't a Nida Daraisa B'chal because she didn't have Hargosha? Or, you know, the other extreme. The Sidra Tara says that the Hargosha is only a simon. So he also throws in another knetch. It's just interesting to get people excited here. Sidra Tara says it's a simon ba'alma. If we know it's not in the gufa, it's the raisa. Nervos. So he says every kessel that a lady finds on underwear. Luchayr, where else could it have come from? So Sidra Tara also throws in, however, there's. You're right. Rave Domin, there's a klal, another klal from the Rambam. Rave Domin boim behargosha. Usually, Dam comes behargosha. At least if it came from the Bukhar. So how come every kesem isn't a raisa? So he said, at least every kesem is rada mikufo. So the Sidra Tara says, because kineged that roiv, I have the lady who's telling me I didn't have a hargosha. Every month when she gets her, she has a hargosha. Now, roiv domen boi ma hargosha. She says, I didn't have a hargosha. So, in the Sidra Tara is mahalach of the sugya, that's a reglaim ledover, that it's not mikufo. If, especially if you know they're not like the Sidra Tara, it's felt in the Xeris Akosim, it's felt in the Tanai. It doesn't have the Tanai because she didn't have, she says there was no Hargosha. Her Vadai has their Monas connected the Roy. That's all good. Back when ladies had Hargoshas. Bizman is that most ladies, every month they get a Vessus and they don't get a Hargosha. What lady can say, I know Vadai didn't have a Hargosha? Where's the Oimer Bari? Where is she saying Vadai didn't have a Hargosha? If she can now, she can't be soiser the Rav Domin Boim Bahargosha. Because Rav Domin doesn't have Hargosha. So every lady.
She doesn't have Hargosha, or does she overlook it? She doesn't notice that. It's only when a place she had and she didn't notice it.
So Mamela is, if she has a Kasavan in the Gufa, she can't tell me she didn't have Hargosha. So now I'm gonna go Bosser Rav. Rav Domin Boim Bahargosha is going to be Daraisa. And according to my Brand's Dorfer, you can basically take the whole Simon Sadi. Almost all 54 seifim of it, and take it out of your shulchan aruch because it's not in the game as much. And that's all bad. Ksamim, and there's no ksamim. Everything's there. I see. So, is Rabbi right? Is he not right? If he's not right, why not? And that's an exciting part. That'll keep people interested, I think. Is there one on the nekuda? I mentioned. I thought there was another nekuda, but it slips my mind what it was. I think that's enough to keep going with this.